Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Leroy Allen, the host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. I would like to thank everyone under the sound of my voice for joining us this afternoon. Just to give you a tidbit of information about myself, I am an author, an entrepreneur, and a certified public speaker. At this time, I would like to introduce the co-host of the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show, no one other than my good friend, Miss Kendall Lanice. Kendall, how are you?
I'm doing swell. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about this show. A little background about me. I am a life coach. I'm a certified financial coach as well. I'm an author. I'm a speaker, but my main goal is to inspire people through the sound of my voice. So this is perfect.
Very well, very well. And I'm so glad to be your friend. I'm so glad to, you know, walk with you through your journey. And I'm so glad to have you walk with me through my journey. And we're going to take the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show into new places where we can inspire and increase the knowledge of those who follow us as listeners.
That's right. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Kendall, let's start off with our lifeline of today. Tell everyone under the sound of our voice what the lifeline of today is.
Okay, so let's talk about today's life note. I just want to just recite just a piece of one of my favorite poems, and I think this is appropriate for the show we're going to do today. So our deepest fear is that we are not inadequate. Let me start all over. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And that's by Marianne Williamson. You can go online, search for Our Deepest Fear poem, and hear it in its entirety. It's a powerful piece.
Very well. Outstanding. I love it. Kendall, you and I have had multiple conversations on how important it is to keep the things that excite us in front of us. If it's family, we want to keep family in front of us. If it's becoming an entrepreneur, we want to keep that in front of us. If it's becoming an author of a book, we want to keep it in front of us.
Right.
If it's starting writing a song or something of the kind, if it excites us, we want to keep it in front of us. If it's going back to school and getting that degree or
that
certification in the desired study or field, we want to keep that in front of us. With that being said, Kendall, talk to us about the topic of our discussion, which is self-confidence. Talk about that and how we are to perform and walk in self-confidence.
Well, self-confidence comes with self-awareness, and I'm just going to read the definition of self-confidence. Self-confidence is a feeling of trust in one's abilities and qualities and judgment. Okay, so it starts with self. And if you're not connected to who you are and whose you are, then sometimes you can lack self-confidence. Or if experiences through life have tainted you in a sense, or you've had people surrounding you that poured nothing but negativity into you, sometimes your self-confidence could be a little less than perfect, let's just say. So self-confidence is key to doing anything that you want to do in life. You have to believe in yourself and believe in your abilities and believe who you are and know that you can carry whatever out through, you know. So they say self-confidence is the best outfit. Rock it and own it.
I receive. Absolutely. I think that's wonderfully put. Kendall, is that the same as saying that our thoughts are connected to our feelings, and our feelings are connected to what we do? Because
a thought turns into a thing. A wise man told me that a long time ago, and is one of my clients. A thought turns into a thing. So you have to think it first, to believe it, to know that it is possible. And if it's not the thought first, then you may not be able to carry that thing out, whatever that thing may be.
Very well. So for all those under the sound of our voice, if we get up in the morning and declare that we're going to have a great day, we're
mm-hmm.
going to have a great day because first it started with a thought. And
that's
we
right.
in return spoke it. And because
right.
what we feel is connected to what we do, what that means is that no matter what it looks like around us, we're going to
mm-hmm.
have a great day.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have the
absolutely.
Kind of day. Absolutely. We're going
and
to
that's
have
what I was talking about today. That's just what I talked about today. And that's, as you know, I talk about that every day. I think it's
sure.
crucial.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So we are what we say we are. We're not what people say we are. We are what
that's
we
right.
say we are, and we will always be what we say we are, and that's what self-confidence is all about. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. You have to believe in yourself. You have to know that you are able and that you are capable of doing all things. You have to know that. You have to have some type of basis. And a lot of people do struggle with self-confidence. A lot of people don't know how to gain self-confidence. A lot of people have never been taught about self-confidence and being confident. You can smell and see a confident person when they walk into the room, and you can tell when someone feels a little intimidated or inferior. It's all about how you carry yourself as far as your body language, the things that you say, the faces that you make. You can tell, because someone can tell you all day they're confident, that they have self-confidence, but it's all in the, you know, all in the look, the sound, how they carry themselves. So a lot of people don't have self-confidence, and that's something that I want to teach. We want to teach. We want to talk about that because you can go far in life if you simply believe in yourself.
If you simply believe in yourself. So now, in that same breath, when we have self-confidence, it also produces a positive energy.
That's right.
It produces, yes, it produces the kind of energy that says, yes, my day may have been bad last week or the
mm-hmm.
day before, but
mm-hmm.
that has nothing to do with what's going to happen today because, I'm in my right thought process. I have everything I need to make my day better, and so
right.
I'm committed to change.
Right. And that's the key. You have to be committed to change. When you wake up, you talked about waking up in the morning. When you wake up and you know that you can see the room in front of you, you know that your limbs work when you put your foot to the floor, that should already be the start of a good day. Now, how you respond to that day in the events that have control over, how you respond, what you say, how you react, that's something that you will have the ability to change, and that's a choice, and that goes back to thoughts. A thought is a thing. You know what I mean? It starts the thing. So how are you going to respond when that person cuts you off in traffic? How are you going to respond when you don't get help at work? How else are you going to respond when you get that phone call that's not so nice? How are you going to respond to that?
So, in other words, is it also fair for me to say that we have control over how we feel and no one else?
Yes, you can't let someone take over an ownership of your feelings. That's something that you cannot do. And that's the thing about emotional intelligence. That's what that is about. How do you let somebody, where do you let someone take you as far as your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions? And you have to have that kind of, I don't want to say power, but that power over your own emotions. You can't make someone make you feel a certain way. That just
absolutely.
Doesn't work.
Absolutely. And so I would also add to that the very fact that if you are going to live in your future, it may as well
mm-hmm.
be one that you planned.
Right.
And not one that's based on what somebody thinks about you, not one that's based on your financial situation, not one that's based on who came in your life and who left your life.
It's all
about the decision that you make, that if I'm going to live in my future, it may as well be one that I planned. I believe that, you know, when persons come to that understanding that their future is about what they planned and not about what somebody did, not about what somebody said, I believe that their confidence soars at that point, because
that's
they
right.
have committed to themselves that this
that's
is about
right.
what I feel. It's not about what Joe feels or what Susie feels or what the person on the job is doing.
Right.
The fact that the job came to me and said, your services are no longer wanted after spending 30, 40 years on a job. This is about the way I feel. Because I have I'm going to call it a fact-finding point that says I have no right to get comfortable with what don't belong to me.
That's right. That's
if it's
right. And God is the best planner, first of all. You know, we don't plan this day. We have the ability to change things that are happening, how we respond to things, but we shouldn't let an individual determine what type of day we're going to have.
Absolutely.
We should not do that. And when we talk about self-confidence, and this is the thing, self-confidence is not arrogant. Self-confidence is not boastful. Self-confidence is not dulling someone else's shine. It's about, and I say this, me living and loving my life should not affect on how you or anyone live their life. Everyone's life can be amazing, because this is the thing. We cannot apologize to anyone because we are who we are. We can help you be the best version of you, but I cannot reduce my shine to make anyone feel better. What I can do, though, is I can help you shine, and we can all shine together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's just it. Why can't we all shine together?
Right.
You have an answer. I have an answer. Someone else has a question. And so if we are in the business
of empowering. And what do you always
say
about that?
Absolutely.
Right. What do you always say about that? You should be a what, not a what?
You should be an answer and not a
problem. That's right. Hello.
Nobody hires a person, a potential employee, to be a problem. They hire you to be an answer. I'll give this example. My daughter works for T. Rowe Price.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me. She says, Dad, you know, they continue to ask me to do multiple things. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do start my own company. And I said to her, I said, well, let's take one step at a time here. I need you to understand this. As long as they are coming to you, you are an answer. When they stop coming to you, you have a problem.
Right. When
you
they say your service is no longer needed.
Yeah, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. And then I told her, I said, now listen, they may not necessarily come to you directly and tell you that you are the problem. They will silently walk you out the door.
Right.
And I said, I don't want that. I want you to stay where you are for the moment.
They will put the box on your desk.
They will put the box on your desk.
And security will come to your desk, and you don't know why.
But that's corporate America.
Right.
That's corporate America. So
everyone knows what that box means.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Stay where you are for the moment. Learn, because I don't want her to get into the habit of just picking up and walking away.
So just
kind of stay there, relax yourself, learn some things, and then we'll see about, you know, your development, personal growth and development, that is, a little later on. But first of all, I want you to, you know, renew your thought process and walk in self-confidence and know that you are an answer and not a problem.
That's right. And that really is key. And that's about, like you said, self-confidence. It's not about conceit. It's not about, because I just want to make that clear again, because people think if you are self-confident, then you're full of yourself. But see, it's a journey to become self-confident. Some people, I will say in the beginning, in life, when you're a child, you are confident. You're confident of your abilities. You're headstrong. When you're a baby, just look at a baby and look at a child, how determined they are and how confident they are. It's only when people start living life, people start growing up, people enter their lives, you have teachers that aren't helping children, because there's a lot that do, but you have some that kind of tamper with that. You have some that tamper, you know, family members and friends, and then they start getting older and they start losing confidence. But that's like goes back to what you said. You can't allow a person to change the essence of who you really are and whose you really are. It's very, very important to kind of, if you don't know how to be self-confident, it's very important to start learning how. But that comes with self-acceptance, self-awareness, and self-love.
I so agree with you. Kendall, let's talk about the shift. When do a person come to that place of saying, the old me has passed away, and I must enter into the new me? Because I think that, as you said, awareness is key to maintaining self-confidence or coming into that renewal process to say, I am great. I am, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. This is who I am. I'm the greatest person that there is. And like you said, saying that you are the greatest person that there is not being conceited. It's not arrogant. It's about self-confidence. And as a self-confident person, you deserve to be able to enrich yourself.
Yes. Well, I talk about that in my book, The Best Gift Ever. I talk about that, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't become to know who they are as people until they're tested or until they go through something. And that's when people really see, hey, I'm made of something. I got through that. When you're in it, you can't see it. But once you come out of it and you know that you're fine, you might have bangs and bruises, but you're fine. You survive. That kind of puts a little tough skin on your body that allowed you to see what you're really made of, because some people don't know until they experience something, until they see and say, oh, I am all that. I got through that. I can do that. And that's when people start to become confident. But sometimes, like, some people come out confident, some people are confident. I can think of this young lady that I know. When she was a little kid, she was confident. I see her on Facebook, I see her throughout, she's still confident. And some people struggle with that. So it depends on who you keep in your circle too, who you have around you.
I so agree with you. And I will even put myself in that picture because from a teenager up into an adult, I never had a problem with ambition.
Yeah.
I could get up and go. If I put something in my mind, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it. Kendall, I am going to do it. But one of the things that I will honestly admit, that there have been times when I have suffered from self-confidence in spite of the fact that I have the ambition to do it.
Yeah.
I have the ambition.
And I think everyone does. I think at
Absolutely.
One point everyone does.
Absolutely. And whereas in
because
now.
Because you lose your way.
You lose your way. Yes, indeed.
You lose your way.
You lose
your
way.
As long as you know the path. Yep, and as long as you know the path and you know where that street is located, you can happily march down that street. But sometimes there's a detour in life that causes you, like you said, to kind of, you know, lose focus or lose your way or just forget what you're really made of. That's the thing. And sometimes we forget.
Absolutely. And everybody under the sound of our voice is fearfully and wonderfully made. And so we would ask everybody to accept that fact that you are
fearfully
and wonderfully made, and there is no other like you.
And there's
you
no
are
mistake.
At
no
the
one
top
can
of
do
your
you
game.
Like you. That's
Absolutely.
Right. And no one
Absolutely.
Can do you like you can do you. There is only one you. You don't have to be a copycat of someone else. You are specially made for a reason, how you are, your temperament, your personality, the way you look on the outside, the way you're made on the inside. There are no mistakes when you were made. But sometimes people will make you think that, but that goes back to what you said earlier. You can't let someone else define who you are. You truly can't. That's not something that you can do.
I so agree with you. And so we establish the point of being fearfully and wonderfully made. having that self-confidence, even going into areas where we may be told no. And what I understand no to be is that delays are not denials.
That's
so you
right.
can tell
That's
me
right.
no at one point,
it's no
and I
right
can come
now.
Back. Yeah, it's
That's
no right.
right
now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have the confidence that says I have the answer. And if I
That's
have
right.
the confidence that says that I have the answer, I'm not coming to you with a problem. So what that does is it eliminates me making excuses why not to be the best.
Yeah. It's sometimes
the best
it absolutely
employee.
It takes some time for people to come on board on the Leroy train or the Candela train. It takes a minute for people to come aboard. But then
Absolutely.
All of a sudden they come aboard because if you, like you said, if you have self-confidence and you believe that what you're quote-unquote selling, which is you, your brand, then
Absolutely.
It's only a matter of time before people get on that train. I use a mantra all the time. I say, when you love yourself, the rest will follow. You have to love yourself first.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then for when you talk about selling ourselves, we have to have
mm-hmm.
some form of confidence.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
confidence in sales, when I do sales training for small,
mm-hmm.
medium, or even large companies, I do it mm-hmm. from the standpoint of informing persons that your ability to sell or your greatness is not in the product or
right.
the service that you render
Hello.
To persons.
It's in
your
you.
Salesmanship is you.
Yes.
They buy into
yes.
you. They don't buy
because yes.
somebody else has those same products.
Yes.
Someone
yes.
else has those same services, but
yes.
nobody can tell it like you can.
That's right. And I tell this a lot of times. I don't care. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I was just going to say people think, I firmly believe in higher education. Of course, you know, myself, you,
sure.
we both have higher education. I
sure.
believe in certifications. We both have certifications in various things. I believe
yes, yes.
in all of that book, you know, knowledge and seeking. We do it all the time, you and I both.
Yes,
but
yes.
your personality is what really takes you far. If you are likable, if people see you as relatable, if people see you as a good mentor or you give good advice, they are going to pick you over someone with 99 degrees hanging on the wall because they might not be able to do anything with that type of personality or that
yes,
difficult
yes.
type of, you know, behavior. But if you are likable, oh, gosh, your favor's all over the place.
Yes, yes. I so agree with you because I link that to a group that I have called the Life Enrichment Group. And
yes.
you and I have had many discussions about this
mm-hmm.
where I was able to gather this group together with
mm-hmm.
the thought in mind that in order for us to do anything, we were going to need financing.
Yeah.
We were going to need financing. And at our first face-to-face meeting, they said to me, well, Leroy, sponsorship is good, but we're going to have our own money. And with that being said, I've done 3 different financial empowerment seminars called the Freedom to Obtain Wealth. And not
mm-hmm.
one time have I had to use my own money. So
Come on
what
now.
That says, yeah, absolutely. So what that says is someone saw the value in me. When
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to them, when I'm
mm-hmm.
in agreement with them, someone
mm-hmm.
saw the value. And I
That's
didn't
right.
have to chase it. It came right to me.
Because That's, yeah.
God says,
That's
I will
blessing.
Allow your gifts to make room for you.
Hello. That's And you know, we've had plenty of conversations and just how we connected. I didn't come after anything. You
no.
know what I'm saying? And I
no.
say this to say when you're doing right and you're living right and you're doing what you're called to do and when you stay faithful, like you said, the room will be made for you and the money will come, the blessings will come, the favor, however you want to say it, it will come. You don't have to, like you said, chase it. You really, really don't. But that's a part of believing in yourself because if somebody makes that call to you or if someone reaches out to you for that job, for that promotion, for whatever, if you're not confident in yourself, why should they be confident that you can handle the task or do the job? They're
Absolutely.
Not going to be confident in you if you're not confident in yourself. And you can see a person that's not confident a mile away. And that's the thing. It's about how you're holding. Are you crossing your arms all the time? Is your head down? Because I teaching young ladies and young men, you have to walk. And like I teach my daughters, you have to walk with your head high. You have to know that you are regal. You have to know that you are all of that. You truly, truly do. And you cannot look at the ground because you're not going to see your future if you're looking at your feet. That's not going to happen.
Yes, yes, I so agree with that. And that takes me back to something that I quoted early on, and that is, if you're going to live in your future, it may as well be one that you planned. And sometimes, in order to enter into self-confidence, we have to change our belief system. So we can't rebuke change. We have to embrace change in order to get to that defining moment in our lives where we say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
Elaborate a little bit on that if you can.
Okay, that you're wonderfully made. There is only one you, okay? When God made you, that he made one. He, if you're not a twin, and even twins, let's just say, they're individuals, they're different people. Each person walking on this earth is an individual with their own plan, their own agenda, their own face, their own body, their own intellect, their own humor. Everyone is an individual. If it would be a boring world if everyone was exactly the same. So no one can do you better than you can do you. You have to know that. You have to own that, and you have to roll with that. You have to, because this is the thing. In this society, everybody wants to be somebody else. Like, you know, people always say, oh, if I had a body like Beyonce, if I had this. You don't have a body like Beyonce because your name is not Beyonce.
Absolutely.
That's not who you are. You have talents and you have specialties within you that you don't have to be compared to nobody. You don't have to compare yourself to anyone. You are it. You are perfect the way you are. And the minute that you own that and know that, your life will be a whole lot better because you're not struggling to please. You're not struggling to be someone that you're not. You are who you are, and when you know that you're specially made and divinely crafted, you'll go through life a little smoother.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you agree as well, Kendall, that when we step into that place of having and maintaining self-confidence, we will attract people like you attract money, and money like you attract people.
That's right. That's right.
Because in that, people will sow into what they believe in. And so if you come across to me and you have great intellect, you have all of your, I want to say, faculties in order as it relates to your thinking, but your appearance is slightly off, I'm more in tune because I understand value. I'm more in tune with telling you no just on your appearance more so than I'm embracing you for your intellect.
Right, right.
So what that means is that when I walk out the door every day, I'm walking out the door with a yes on my forehead.
That's
I'm
right.
believing that you're going to say yes to me because
right.
of the confidence that
That's
I bring
right.
to the table and the skill that I bring to the table, which says to me, yes, yes. And at
yes.
this point, to be honest, Kendall, all I want to hear, and I know all you want to hear, is yes and amen. I don't want to
yes.
hear anything else.
Amen. Right. And just for all the people that aren't there yet, you haven't arrived yet, it's okay. Because it's okay to fake it till you make it. Because if you have to first believe it. And then if you believe it, you know, I hate to sound like, you know, Jesse Jackson or somebody, but if you believe it, you can achieve it. And it is very true. But it comes with a thought. You first have to believe. If you believe, you know, you can fake it till you make it. You know how many people go on jobs and they're not qualified for them? And they begin to learn because they have the self-confidence and they have the intellect and they have the ability to learn. And they go and blow the job out the water. But if they didn't believe in themselves to know that they can do that, if they didn't have the confidence to sit in the interview and pretty much fake it and then made it. I mean, I know people that make money and they went into a job that didn't know, you know, head from foot, and they end up killing the game. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but that takes self-confidence because a doubter can't do that.
Yes. Kendall, we have come to the close of our show. We have about 28 seconds here.
All right.
And as hosts, yes, as hosts, Leroy Allen.
And Kendall Lanise.
We ask that all of the listeners under the sound of our voice would live hard.
And live long.
But most importantly,
live right. For more information on the show or to find the repeat of this show, visit Leroy at lifeenhancementconsultinggroup.com. And you can check out my website at livingtruelivingyou.com.
Thank you all so very much for tuning into the Life Enhancement Radio and Talk Show. And please stay tuned for more information on our live radio broadcast in your radio community. Thank you very much.
And remember, you are a star, so don't let anyone dim your shine. God bless.
God bless.